Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 26, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. A few short updates today, starting with a new detail about the iPhone XS Max. Display zoom, a feature that makes controls appear larger, was introduced on iPhone 6 but absent on iPhone 10. That's because the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus would run iPhone 5-sized apps scaled up to make display zoom work. iPhone 10 changes the display aspect ratio from 16 by 9 to 2 to 1, however, so there was no smaller version of apps at that size to rely on for display zoom. iPhone XS Max has the same aspect ratio as iPhone 10, however, so the larger iPhone restores display zoom as a feature thanks to the ability to run iPhone 10-sized apps scaled up. This is also how non-updated apps like Instagram and Facebook appear before being updated. Display zoom can be found in display and brightness settings. Also present on both iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max is dual SIM support through eSIM. It's an iOS 12.1 developer in public beta, but carriers in the US will need to add support before the feature actually works. We expect iOS 12.1 to be released later next month in October, so hopefully carriers are prepared when dual SIM support actually launches. And two updates for Pro Mac users. First is Final Cut Pro 10, which officially supports external GPUs, starting with macOS Mojave, a feature that will give video editors a major boost when using faster eGPUs than what's inside their Mac. And specifically new to the iMac Pro is support for voice-activated hands-free Siri. The 2018 MacBook Pro with the new T2 chip was the first Mac to introduce Hey Siri support, although the iMac Pro was the first Mac to feature a T2 chip. Now macOS Mojave officially catches the iMac Pro up with the new MacBook Pro with the hands-free Siri feature. And finally, news for developers. Apple is rolling out the ability to create public invite links for test flight for distributing iOS app betas. Prior to this feature, developers had to collect contact information from potential beta testers, which required a lot more manual input. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.